Obama's Global Poverty Act. As the Democratic primaries were winding down in May 2008, Obama quietly steered his Global Poverty Act, known as S-2433, through the Senate. Obama likes to characterize S-2433 as requiring the president to develop and implement a comprehensive policy to cut extreme global poverty in half by 2015 through aid, trade, debt relief, and coordination with the international community, businesses, and NGOs, non-governmental organizations. Obama clearly hopes he will be in his second term as president by then, when the reduction of global poverty by half can be traced back to his co-sponsorship of this visionary piece of legislation. Critics on the right, who were anything but enthusiastic, sarcastically renamed the bill the Global Poverty Tax. Cliff Kincaid, writing in Accuracy in Media, noted the legislation would commit the United States to spending 0.7% of its gross domestic product on foreign aid, which amounts to a phenomenal total of $845 billion over and above what the U.S. already spends. Of course, the bill would be paid by the U.S. taxpayer in what amounts to a redistribution of income plan, not from the U.S. haves to the U.S. have-nots, but from the U.S. haves to the world have-nots. Evidently, Obama's audacity of hope extends to giving the U.S. taxpayer the added burden of cutting in half poverty worldwide. Forget about expanding productive business activity to the third world. Obama would end global poverty by largesse. Moreover, the global poverty reduction goal was mandated by the United Nations General Assembly under its Millennium Declaration in 2000. Conservative stalwart Phyllis Schlafly saw Obama's bill as imposing a UN tax on the United States with no concern that U.S. handouts go into the hands of corrupt dictators who hate us and vote against us in the UN, and that only 30% of American foreign aid ever reaches the poor. Schlafly also sees the Global Poverty Act as advancing an undeclared but determined objective of Obama to place the United States under international controls, seriously compromising U.S. sovereignty. The Millennium Project is monitored by Jeffrey D. Sachs, an economist who directs the Earth Institute at Columbia University. Reviewing Sachs' book, The End of Poverty, New York University economics professor William Easterly severely criticized Sachs for being naive. Calling Sachs a utopian, Easterly ridiculed him, explaining that Sachs's plan covers just about everything in mind-numbing technical jargon, from planting nitrogen-fixing leguminous trees to replenishing soil fertility, to anti-retroviral therapy for AIDS, to specially programmed cell phones that provide real-time data to health planners, to rainwater harvesting, to battery charging stations, and so on. Easterly further noted Sachs's scheme proposed the UN Secretary General personally run the overall plan.